at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday after a win, and we will talk to Boomer Esiason about that and about this week in the NFL in about an hour at 8, and then Gerard Mayo, who I'm sure will be in an excellent mood, will join us at around 9 or so this morning. I also have Bruins tickets to give away, and I will do that at 8:45, so make sure you're listening at 8:45 this morning so you can go see the Boston Bruins, and let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on some of what they said over the weekend. Where do you want to start, Shine? Maybe Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with Aaron Rodgers after the game yesterday. He was asked about this being a moment of darkness for the Jets team. And here is how Rodgers responded.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams. But if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
No, they can't.
There he is. So he started to point the finger at, as he always does, mm-hmm. anybody other than himself. And he was starting with the defense.
Yep.
He's saying we have to score 30. I don't know. I mean, what does he do? Does he end up playing out his deal there? Do they go and get Bill Belichick?
I don't think he's bad. I mean, I don't know. Woody Johnson's a boob, so who the hell knows? But there's just something that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Patrick Mahomes, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady possess where it is the excuse is irrelevant. The only accepted conclusion is a win.
Yeah.
And I listened, and I've always felt this way. I know he won one more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of wasted talent, because this guy is he's so unable to accept blame. And we talked about it with Bill and Tom, how they both would always say, it starts with me. It starts with me.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your highest paid, biggest star accepting blame, that rolls downhill.
Well, that's 5 losses in a row for them.
Yep.
This one against the New England Patriots team that I'm sure, Wiggy, you said it a billion times, and I mean literally a billion last week. This was going to be their get-right game.
Yeah.
Who picked the
Pats to win?
Not many.
All looked at it as not, the homecoming not, for the Jets.
Not many. So I just...
But you said it. He's a narcissist. There's no way he walks away when he doesn't think it's him.
Well, it was him. I mean, you want to get really specific, and you look at that 2-point conversion.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get the playoff,
right?
So they end up not having a chance to get that 2-point conversion. That has them in that football game. That's him.
Yeah.
And there were 4 or 5 times yesterday,
right?
Where he's probably going to blame the offensive coordinator, the play call, or whatever. I just. It's on him, and it's weird. It's like he's dysfunctional. He got his. His binky hasn't helped him the last couple of weeks. It doesn't seem like it's going well for Aaron Rodgers.
At a certain point, if you're getting everything that you want over and over again, you got Sala kicked out. Mm. If you're Robert Sala right now, you are so happy.
I felt so good for him.
So happy for him. But you get him out, you get your best friend on the team.
What about Zach Wilson right now?
Right. But like you're looking at everything.
He's at MILF Manor.
At a certain point, you have to say, no, I'm the problem. It's not all the people around me, because every excuse that I've given and – Woody Johnson has allowed him to do so, and they've gotten rid of people.
But do you think he does that?
No, I think he's going to retire.
But do you think he gets to the point and goes, it was me?
No.
No.
So that's the point. So if he's going to be like, he's going to say, well, it ain't me, and I'm not going to let you guys ruin my legacy by me going out like this. I'm not retiring until we figure this thing out, because he's going to be the laughing stock of the, you know, like his legacy.
He's going to get hurt in the next couple of weeks. He's going to get hurt.
Right. But his legacy
quote-unquote,
is the laughing
stock.
Yeah, I would also say, and it's unfortunate, Courtney, because we often talk about why women are single. But doesn't it make perfect sense that Aaron Rodgers is single?
Yes.
Like, what a dink.
Yes.
The power of belief is, you know, is a snowball that can start an avalanche.
Go away, you idiot.
Yes, it can. All right, what's next, Shy?
Well, let's pivot away from that douche and go to another one, maybe. So after the Cowboys game, Trayvon Diggs got pissed at a reporter. Like, the guy had posted a clip of Diggs on Twitter and been like, I don't really know what Diggs was doing on this play. And Diggs came at him after the game. This was the back and forth kind of in the concourse between Diggs and the reporter.
Out of that whole play, that's what you took from that? You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Question. Out of that whole play, that's what you took from that? That's what you got from that? That whole play, that's what you got from that?
I'm asking.
We can talk about it more. What were you doing then?
He said, talk about these nuts.
Oh, that was classic.
A good D's nuts is unbeatable, really.
Yeah, really is.
That kind of ends the conversation.
Checkmate.
All right.
That has been able to stand the test of time.
It has been, Wiggy.
D's nuts.
And it's also, if you want to talk about organizational rot, Jerry Jones, talk about setting the foundation. The owner goes on the radio station, attacks the question instead of the response.
Yeah.
Now you have one of your star players doing the same thing.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to the most exciting moment of the football weekend, which was the Hail Mary from Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown at the end of that pass? Bears game.
Like, was that 65? Over 60 yards?
I think he was at the 35-yard line when he made the pass. So,
okay.
So 65 yards. Yep. So here is Jaden Daniels talking with Tracy Wolfson after the game.
A lot of long hours, long days, but I put myself in the position to go out here. But, man, like I said, nothing but God, man.
Well, it looked like your rib was okay with that final pass. But what is it about this Commanders team?
We keep fighting, man. We keep fighting. We got a great locker room, a great brotherhood. Man, nobody else I'd rather go to war with.
That's a memorable one that we'll remember for a long time. Congrats.
Appreciate you.
Unbelievable.
And did you see the video, too, of Tyreek Stevenson? I think Mitch has it on Twitch right now.
Yes.
The Bears defensive back who was taunting the Commanders fans before the play.
When he should have been playing.
During the play. Before.
His responsibility was Noah Brown.
Yeah, I mean, so basically he's over at the sideline taunting the fans, and the play is going off, and he looks like a jackass.
Yeah,
I mean, I give it a rest.
What are you going to learn as a defense? Blitz, blitz, and blitz. Don't let them throw the Hail Mary. Don't even put them in that position where they have an opportunity. Bring a couple extra guys so where the quarterback has to get it out rather than a stupid three-man rush. And we've seen it with Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago. If you allow that guy time back there, there's a chance that the other team might come down with it. But if you put pressure on them, sometimes they can't get it off.
And if we, later on, we don't have time now, but I rip Jim Nantz a lot. What an epic call. Phenomenal. The Jim Nantz Hail Mary call was just so perfect. And then you have idiot Tony Romo then be like, unbelievable. But the Nantz call was spectacular.
All right, what else, Shime?
That'll do it for They Said It this morning, Greg.
Okay. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And we are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. Gerard Mayo with us at around 9 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Patriots take down the Jets 25-22 to get to their second win of the season, this time in front of a home crowd. Drake May went out after completing 3 of 6 passes for 23 yards and rushing for 46 and a touchdown. He is in concussion protocol at the moment on a helmet-to-helmet that was not called. Gerard Mayo talked about seeing Drake at halftime. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I walked in at halftime and saw him, and you know, the competitor that he is, obviously he wanted to go back out there and play, but there's a protocol that he has to go through, and again, can't wait to get him back.
He looked good, though, before he got hurt.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but it seems like the consensus among you experts is that you have seen enough of Drake May to determine that he is going to be a really good quarterback in this league.
And I've seen enough of him that if you would have played him at before week one,
you'd be undefeated.
No, but you'd be competing. Yeah. You would say they wouldn't be sitting here at 4-4 with Drake May as your starting quarterback after watching him play in these past couple of games would just be ridiculous on the person's part. Going, no, they wouldn't be where they wouldn't be a playoff contender
with pretty easy games on the schedule coming up.
Yeah, rather than now we're sitting here your throwaway season.
Right.
Well, we'll be able to talk to Gerard about that, about all of his receivers just dropping balls left, right, and center during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Monday Night Football.
It seems like whoever is the most vocal during the week about how great they are, how great their hands are, about how they deserve more balls thrown in their direction, ends up having the worst game. Yesterday was Kendrick Bourne.
Awful.
Who was very vocal this week.
That Tyquan Thornton pet drop was
he's just horrible anyway.
Atrocious.
At no point in my life watching the NFL have the receivers been more talented on every team except the Patriots. Like, you see catches every week that are incredible.
But they're basic. Like, the Keyshawn Booty coming across the middle drop is like, those are basic routine catches that you got to make. Your best pass catcher on the team is Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, we'll see the Giants taking on the Steelers. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. Shime, if you could make me some type of bet to place tonight. I've got some cash that I would like to spend on this game. The Celtics got a win on Saturday over the Pistons. They're back home tonight to take on the Bucks, 7:30 tip, and the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs in overtime on Saturday. They have the Flyers at home tomorrow night. During that game, I was at Aria, thanks to Massimo, and thank you to Greg Hill, who got me, Santo, and my parents in to celebrate my birthday. We did the old let Massimo pick whatever he wants to serve us.
What did he give you?
Oh, we had the meatballs. We had that burrata with the peaches and the honey truffle.
Very good, very good.
Oh, the truffle honey. Yeah. Unbelievable that. We had the penne alla vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, the veal chop. My dad really wanted that. They said it was incredible. I'm not a veal chop guy, but.
Good to see you guys getting out of the Southie and the Seaport.
We get out of there, and again, you said you haven't stepped into Aria in quite some
time. Oh, no, I'm always over in the North End. And I was just at the Banks, which is another place completely separate on
Back Bay. Was it your first time there?
Is that Back Bay?
I think so.
It's like right next to Grill 23.
Yeah.
A lot of places over there. So I like
that your first time at the Banks?
First time.
I've been there before. So
like to spread my wings and fly.
So do we. The Dodgers are up 2 games on the Yankees in the World Series. The game returns to the Bronx tonight. First pitch at 8:08. Walker Buehler set to take the mound for the Dodgers, taking on Clark Schmidt. Shohei Ohtani expected to make his return after suffering a shoulder injury on Saturday in Game 2. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 35 in Boston, but it feels like 32. Brisk out there. Afternoon high of just 51. But good news, Halloween could be 80 degrees while you're walking with the kids.